So, I think I asked this question before, but I didn't. It didn't. The penny didn't drop. So forgive me if. But I was just wondering, is the longest that a jiva can stay in the universe one day of Brahma?
The jiva can stay is one day of Brahma.
Because Lord Chaitanya, Lord Ramachandra, Krishna, they take all the living entities in the universe back, so anyone that's in the universe until the next day. When they do the same thing.
Oh, I don't remember that you asked that. Interesting question. Well, it's not, you know, scriptural statements like Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about Janma Janma, Yonishu, Asura Yonishu, about demons descending and taking birth after birth, and demoniac species. Statements about living entities going into and out of Mahavishnu's body. And Narada Muni talks about how he entered into Mahavishnu's body, and at the end of the next day of Brahma, he came out again. So the fact that the Lord liberates living entities, and what's that statement in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that he liberates them or he takes them back to Godhead?
In the pastime with Vasudev Dutt, the entire universe is reoccupied by fresh souls in the Mahatattva, and every single soul is evacuated and just the body is reoccupied, at least as far as I understand from the Pradhan. And if that happens if the pastime is eternal, and every time Lord Chaitanya appears, that same pastime takes place with Vasudev Dutt, then that would be everything. Everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't think, does it say that they're liberated or that they go back to Godhead? Because liberation and going back to Godhead are two different things.
I'll find out things. As far as I remember, it was that they go back to their constitutional position and reinstated.
Uh-huh. It seems like one of those things you need to research a little further.
Yeah.
In order to give a concrete answer to.
Yeah.
It's an interesting question.
So something came up on Facebook. This one isn't controversial, really, but just it was saying that being a vegan is sentimental, being a vegetarian is spiritual, and being a prosadian is transcendental. And I just wondered whether you agreed with that.
Well. Yeah, I was telling Prana on the way here that we're not vegans and we don't want in any way identify ourselves with vegans. Mm-hmm. Vegans are the concept of veganism, and of course there's different extremes. Some people are extremely extreme. It's not just a matter of drinking milk, it's a matter of even engaging animals or taking work from animals. Which is really, we're not vegans. Vegan is against our eternal constitutional position, this cowherd man, and against what Krishna is. Krishna stands for against what the purpose of what Krishna created. This material world, excuse me, he created cows and bulls He created cows to give milk, and created bulls in order to do labor. So denying this is really going against the status quo, going against Krishna's plan. So it's silly. The whole idea is we're not into violence, and we live by minimal violence, and we want to consume milk and take service from animals in the way that Krishna taught, which is that you don't kill them. That's the bottom line. And vegetarianism, I don't think there's anything spiritual about being a vegetarian. There's so many animals that are vegetarians. They're not spiritual. Spiritual means that you know you're not this body. So you don't get to know that you're not this body by being spiritual. And yes, spiritual is that you offer everything to Krishna. Whatever you eat and so on, but you should offer those things that Krishna wants. Patram pushpam palam toyam yomi bhaktya. So bhaktya includes that. Where were we?
Being vegetarian doesn't mean you're being spiritual. Being spiritual means you're for
Yomi Bhaktya Priyachati. We Krishna Prasada means that you offer things in devotion. What does devotion mean? Devotion means you offer those things that Krishna wants. Krishna doesn't want us to live as byproduct of violence. Prabhupada made it very clear how he wants us to live. He wants us to have farms. He wants us to have our own milk. He wants us to provide milk for our centers, devotees, and restaurants. And that's what ultimately prasada means. Prasada means not that you force anything you want down Krishna's throat, but that you do it the way he wants. Yomi bhaktya priyachati. You do it according to that which is pleasing to him. And that's the system that's pleasing to him. So yeah, we're not vegans. I'm not a vegan. We shouldn't be confused with vegans. Shouldn't identify yourself with vegans. There's nothing that is substantial in their ideology that connects with us. The only moral high ground they have is when devotees just consume store-bought milk, and they point that out to us, that this is not what Prabhupada said, this is not what your philosophy is, so how come you're doing it? But they're not pointing out what they're doing, they're pointing to us what we're not doing according to our own teachings. And that becomes a hard thing to defend. So, yeah, we don't be vegans, and vegetarianism is not spiritualism. Vegetarianism is just another material. It's the proper, it's the mode of goodness. That's a mode of goodness for human beings. Even for animals, it's not the mode of goodness because they don't know anything else. They just eat whatever's in their nature. Okay, what else?
So somebody was saying, it was Vyasakibu actually, he was asking, he wasn't saying either way, he was just putting the question forward. He said that a lot of the Gurukulis in ISKCON are into Kirtan, but they're not into taking initiation. They have their different kind of opinions about where the Gurus are at. So he was just asking, does that mean that when we're in that type of a kirtan, that it's actually the holy name?
I don't know, is that true? I mean, the Gurukulis I know are initiated. I mean, I know initiated Gurukulis. I never had a discussion with a Gurukuli where they told me that they didn't want to take initiation from ISKCON members. I know some who aren't initiated. I know others who are. And so I don't know if that's a generalization, but the overall question is someone who isn't initiated, when he chants, is that the holy name? Why not? But if someone actually is against the principle of devotional service, one of which is to accept a spiritual master, there'll certainly be a limitation as to how much the Holy Name is going to reveal himself. So when we came to Krishna consciousness, we certainly felt that we were chanting the Holy Name. But that Holy Name is not Premanam, but it may be Namabhas or even Namaprad. So there are different forms of the Holy Name with different degrees to which the Holy Name manifests itself to Vaishnavas, to devotees, according to the level of their purity. And if someone chants Hare Krishna but rejects a principle, which I don't think anyone rejects the principle of accepting a spiritual master, it's just a matter of when they're ready, but say hypothetically they do, then there's only so far you can go in Krishna consciousness and not be accepting Sarvadharma Paritya, not be accepting everything that Krishna wants us to accept.